I'm Maurizio Mingardi, the pastor of Mount Zion Church. This is part 4 of the instruction for water baptism. This part has to do with how to be baptized, the practical aspect of that. Now, we are made up of a body, a soul, and a spirit, and all three parts are involved in baptism. So we start with the body, which is our physical form. We go through a process physically in which we are going to be immersed in water and pulled out. So the steps are taking place. It's the first of all, the minister asks for a public confession of our faith in Jesus as your Savior and Lord. And he's saying something like this: Do you believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker on heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was crucified and died on the cross in your place for the remission of your sins? And you answer, I do. Then he asks, Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You answer, I do. And finally he answers, Do you renounce to the devil and all his works, the glory of the world, in the carnal desires of the flesh? And you respond, I do. Then the minister immerses you completely under the water and then pulls you out, saying, Upon your public confession of Jesus as your Savior and Lord, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The ladies should cross their arm on their chest to provide an adequate holding posture for the minister. Now, there has been a lot of controversy about the proper formula to baptize. Some say that one should be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Some others say that one should be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this controversy is nonsensical. There's no reason to make a big issue of that. In reality, both formulas are valid, and they correspond to each other. There is equivalence between the Lord Jesus Christ formula and the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because the Father corresponds to the Lord, the Son corresponds to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit corresponds to Christ. So the two formulas are both acceptable, but what we do is, according to Matthew chapter 28, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us now see how our soul participates in the process of baptism. First of all, there is the understanding. We know what it means and what it should produce within us, so we can exercise our faith. Number two, our soul agrees with what we are doing. We have our will and our desire in agreement with God's will. He can work in us in His power. Number three, the boldness is one of the results of our position that we take with respect to the world. We are not under bondage of men or demons. When we confess Jesus before men, Jesus confesses us before the Father. If we see, for example, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, it says, Then everyone who shall confess me before men, I will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, I will also deny me before my Father in heaven. So this we can see that how important it is for us to have the boldness and standing before people and proclaiming what we believe. Fourth element here is the fact that we accept God's interpretation of baptism. Our beliefs line up with the Word of God, and so our faith can operate according to God's promises. Finally, we should prepare for baptism by meditating on the Scriptures and opening ourselves up to what is going to happen. And while we are baptized, and when we are baptized, we can visualize what is taking place: your death, burial, and resurrection of the flesh, and from the flesh you are resurrected into the power of Jesus Christ. Finally, our third part is our spirit, and the spirit has to do with our faith that we exercise toward believing in our heart, what is described in Romans chapter 6, where we have been reading before. Your action is releasing your faith. In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So we had to go in this process in faith, believing, and we can be assured that God is going to reward us. Chapter 11, verse 1 of Hebrews says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And so this is the way we are going to receive the promises that the baptism is providing for us. The other things we are going to get in our spirit is the freedom from the power of sin there. If we read the scripture already, Acts 2, chapter 38, when Peter was preaching, it says, "Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to remission of sin. For you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The word remission here is aphesis in Greek, which means to release from bondage. So it was used for slaves that were released from bondage. And so this is an indication that since the power of sin is broken over us. Finally, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, this is another aspect of the change that takes place in our spirit, says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I live, yet not longer I, but Christ lives in me. And that life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith toward the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself on my behalf." So this is the victory that we have conquered, and that our life now can be in serving God instead of serving the desires of our flesh. This is all what I'm going to be giving you for now. If you have any more questions, you can contact me. If you'd like to be baptized, you can get in touch with me, and we'll get together and go through the process of preparation that may be required. God bless you, and see you then.